We're jumping right into the draft conversation with Derek Neumeyer from FC Hockey. Derek, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Obviously, someone who works at FC Hockey Draft Time, a touch busy, so we appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. This is a draft that is different than any that we have dealt with before. It's going to be a virtual one. We don't have the draft floor. We didn't have an under-18 championship, a Memorial Cup. As far as the scouting process for you in getting ready for this, how different was the 2020 draft from anything you've had to deal with before?
Well, it was definitely quite different. A lot more video than ever before, that's for sure. And a lot more going back on notes and comparing notes from in-game views early on in the season. You know, if you didn't get a chance to watch a certain player in March or April, suddenly you're scrambling a little bit to find people that managed to watch them in January or February, or going back and rewatching some games. But, you know, there has been a bit of a blessing to it, just because you have had a lot more time to dig into these players. You know, when the draft is in June, it's a lot earlier on in the year than October. So having those extra few months to really dig into video appearances has been really, really beneficial. I've watched more hockey for ahead of this draft than any of the other years I've worked at FC. So it's been good in some ways and bad in some others.
Is there a player that I guess kind of moved up in your ranks a little bit higher in this last little push where you had more time to dig into the video? Was there a kind of a gem that was unearthed with this extra time?
Definitely. But at various points in the draft, not so much the higher end. I think a lot of the big guys near the top, everyone's kind of been on for a while. You know, your Alexis Lafreniere's and Quinton Byfield's. I mean, these guys have been scouted so heavily for the whole year and going back to the year before that there weren't a lot of big surprises there. I think a lot of the big movers were from Europe. I think a lot of North American guys used the extra time to look into some of the bigger names over there and learn a little bit more about them. So some names to think of in this regard are Helge Granz and William Wallander are two big, really mobile defensemen out of Sweden. I didn't have the best book on those guys earlier on in the season, but they're two ones that I really was able to dig into a little bit more heavily as the pandemic raged on and, you know, everyone was stuck inside with nothing better to do aside from watch a lot of hockey that had been recorded. So those two guys, I think, are going to go a lot higher than some people might realize or might expect. Just because they were, you know, they were European players, they played in some international events, but it allowed people to get more views of their league games. Joni Jurmo, a Finnish defenseman, is a similar sort of vein. Big defenseman, moves really well. I think he was flying under the radar a little bit, but I don't think that'll be the case come draft day. But most of the work has really been in filling out the list throughout the later rounds, you know, digging into the second round and the third round and on to really find the guys that might have been passed over a little bit. Someone in that range is Ethan Edwards, a defenseman out of the AJHL. He's probably been the biggest overall riser for me over the past few months. And with some of the scouts I've talked to, they've really started to come on to his game. I don't think people were too aware of him before, but he's really made some big strides. He's a mobile, smart, puck-moving defenseman, and I think he's going to draw a lot of interest at the draft.
Now, when we're allowed to go to things like hockey rinks and sporting events, a lot of the stuff that you were able to focus on in person was out here in the WHL. So I want to get your take on a couple of those guys. The name Seth Jarvis has come up a lot, and it seems like he's one of the guys who's moving up a few draft boards as the process goes along. What have you seen from Seth Jarvis that has everyone all hot and bothered?
I'm a big, big fan of Seth Jarvis, and he's actually someone else that I would say has moved up quite a lot compared to where he was this time last year. And that was happening during the regular season as well. Before all the games shut down, Jarvis was on a serious tear. He was just obliterating defenses and goalies in the WHL from December onwards, maybe a little bit before then. And he really has cemented himself as one of the top forwards in this year's class. He has a fantastic motor. He's the energizer bunny out there. He just never quits. He's always moving his feet. He's always playing hard. He gets in there on the forecheck. He's aggressive, but he's also got a lot of skill. You know, he's fast. He's elusive on his feet. He can make some really high-end moves with the puck. He has the vision to find holes in the offensive zone to thread passes. He's got a great touch on his shot. He can finish in close around the net as good as almost anyone else in this draft. So he brings a lot of different elements to the table. He's a smaller guy. He's only about 5'10", somewhere in that neighborhood. So he's not very big, but he plays a very big game in that same sort of vein as someone like Cam Atkinson or Brendan Gallagher. Even though he's not the biggest guy, he's a big-time competitor, and he's got the skill to back it up.
Now, from a Flames perspective, a lot of people focusing more on the blue line for Calgary as they look to kind of stock the cupboards with a few young defensemen making the graduation to the National Hockey League. So a couple defensemen we've seen them tied to from the dub with Braden Schneider and Caden Gooley. Aside from they shoot with a different hand, what are the differences between those two?
Well, you're right in the sense that they are very similar defensemen. They both have very good size at about 6'3", around 200 to 210 pounds. They're both quite mobile for defensemen that size. And they both lean on more of the defensive side of the puck. And there's good reason for these guys to be in this kind of discussion for where the Flames are going to be picking, because they, in my view, they both have, I would say, top four, if not top two upside as defense-leaning players. You know, you look at the types of guys like Jake Muzzin or Alex Edler or Oscar Klefbom. These aren't guys who put up a ton of points. They're not going to do much in terms of highlight reel plays, but they can eat a lot of minutes. You can trust them on the penalty kill. You can trust them to defend leads late in games. They're guys that just can log a lot of minutes in all situations and usually do a lot of good work for your team. I would say that Gooley's a little bit more... has a little bit more high-end potential, I would say. He's a little bit faster. He's more aggressive with how he hits players. He's got a better shot. I think he's just got a little bit better offensive instincts. He might be a guy who can put up a few more points than Schneider. Schneider, I would say, is more of a defensive-focused guy, but a safer pick, more of like a wet blanket kind of player who he can just really smother opposing offensive chances, whether that's on the rush or in the cycle. I'd say he's more of a safer pick, especially because he is a little bit older for this draft as a late birthday. So we've had a chance to see him a little bit more, get a better feel for what he can do and how his development is moving. So I'd say that Gooley is probably a little bit riskier as a prospect, but there's some potential extra reward there, whereas Schneider is, I would say, the true safe pick between the two.
Chatting with Derek Neumeier from FC Hockey here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, talking about the draft. And speaking of players who have moved up a little bit more, Connor Zary is someone who has also, I've seen, kind of see him move up the ranks a little bit, going from a guy who you kind of hear about a little bit to a guy with potentially some more first-round buzz. What did you see from him that has him moving up the ranks a little bit?
Yeah, there's a lot to like about Zary, and I don't think you'd find a single team in the NHL that wouldn't have him in their first round. He's just such a versatile, smart, hardworking player. He's really that true jack-of-all-trades center who can do a little bit of everything. You know, he can match up against top opponents. He can make some high-end plays with the puck. He can help quarterback a power play. He can kill penalties. He's just the type of guy that you can really trust and that you know what you're going to get out of him on a shift-by-shift basis and a game-by-game basis. There's some leadership elements to him there. He was great in the playoff run for the Blazers last season, basically carrying that team on his back to help them make the playoffs after being almost like dead in the water. They went on an amazing run to earn a playoff spot, and Zary was a large part of that as a 17-year-old. So he's got some big game potential. He's the type of guy who he's not scared by the pressure or the spotlight. And we also saw that at last year's U18s, which he was a part of. There were some concerns about his skating and his pacing and just his all-around mobility from last year, from his second year in the WHL. But he seems to have made some good progress in this past season before things shut down. So I think that alleviated a lot of the concerns that teams were having about him. So he's definitely a player that could go anywhere as high as maybe even 12 to 15. But I would be shocked if he goes any later than the 25 range.
Now, along with FC Hockey, you also do some stuff prospect and draft coverage-wise for Defending Big D. The Dallas Stars with a pretty good run here over the last little bit, but now you go from battling for a Stanley Cup to preparing for the NHL draft very quickly. What do you think that the Stars are going to be looking at in this draft process?
It's definitely going to be a forward, if at all possible. Joe McDonnell, the Stars director of amateur scouting, has basically said as much. Now, obviously, if there's a really high-end defenseman that slides unexpectedly and falls into their lap, I'm sure they wouldn't pass up on that opportunity. But I would say that they're going to lean forward. They have a tendency to draft forwards with size and mobility. Guys like Riley Tufte was one. Denis Gurianov obviously was really big for them in the playoffs this year. Same with Roope Hintz. So they seem to have a strategy they like to apply when it comes to the draft, certain things that they look for. But I'd be curious if they look for a little bit more of a finesse style player in this year's draft. Maybe someone like John Jason Paterka, who he's not quite as big, but he still brings that speed. He can play really, really well in transition. He can make plays off the rush. So I could see him being someone that they would look at, maybe also like a Murat Kuznetsov out of the MHL, a smaller forward who has very dynamic feet and puck skills. So that would be my guess. It's definitely going to be a forward, but I wouldn't be surprised if they shy a little bit away from size this time because they have a lot of big forwards and go for someone with a little bit more skill.
It kind of seems like this is the draft to do that in too, doesn't it? And this might just be like you've definitely done more studying on this than I have, but just looking at the draft, it kind of felt like as you're going through, it's like, okay, this guy's 5'10", this guy's 5'11", this guy's 5'9". Like it didn't, aside from Quinton Byfield, especially in the first round, if you're looking for big boys, I don't know if this is the draft for you. Am I kind of, are you aligned with me on that one or are you seeing this one differently?
No, I would agree with that. It does seem to be a little bit more of a smaller leaning draft, at least at forward. I mean, when it comes to defense, there are a lot of big prospects there. Guys have already talked about Vuli, Schneider, Granz, Wallinder, Yermo. Like, there's a lot of good options for big defensemen. But when it comes to forward, you are a little bit more limited. Someone that we haven't talked about yet that could surprise some people about how far he goes is Tyson Forrester from the Barry Colts, who made some huge strides this year. He was not really on anyone's radar at the start of the season, at least not very closely, but he came out of the gate hot, was one of the top scorers in the OHL from September to November, and he really kept up a lot of that pace throughout the season. He was great at the CHL Top Prospect game. He's got a big-time shot. He's not a true power forward. He's not going to be out there crushing guys with hits on a shift-by-shift basis, but he does have a big frame to work with. He can play that physical cycle game if he wants to, but with the way he shoots the puck and he can really rip it, I think he's going to be a guy that goes higher than a lot of people expect, and I would not be surprised to see him go in the first round.
Derek, awesome stuff, man. Thank you for taking some time today to chat with us. Where can people find your work?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Derek_N_NHL. That's basically the main place where all my stuff can be collected. That includes stuff from FC Hockey. That includes stuff from Defending Big D. On Defending Big D is where I put my top 101 draft rankings for this year. So in addition to helping out the FC team with our group rankings, I also share my own personal list. So you can find all that on my Twitter account.
Awesome stuff, man. Thanks for doing this. We'll chat again soon.
No problem at all, guys. Thanks for having me.